Listen to the warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve happy hour. I know you're wishing it was the weekend, Dom, but we're almost there, man. We're getting there, and Thursdays are great. The weather here in the upper Midwest is glorious. The company's not half bad. I got Dom, I got Evan here in the world headquarters with me, lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. And Dom, hour two here. I wanted to talk about, you know, sort of a post-Roe world and what that could mean to, let's say, Fox News. What's it mean to Fox News? And you might wonder, why would I care?
Why do you care about Fox News, Crudy?
Well, let me start with the source. Eric Wimple over at the Washington Post. Yes, Fox News, this is the post-Roe world you wanted. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to do a little Thursday reading alouding. See how the week's working on my brain.
Yeah, you'll be warmed up by now, man.
You would think. June 24th was a happy day at Fox News. Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision codifying a right to abortion, had been overturned by the court's ruling in Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health Organization. Pardon me. On his evening program, Fox host Jesse Waters took a victory lap, tinged with his trademark snark. Abortion is an emotional issue, and liberals are furious, and they want you to know that, said Waters, who also alleged that the Democrat politicians are scaring the heck out of them. A few weeks later, it was Waters who appeared scared. Roe's demise, which tossed abortion policy to the states, had been implicated in the story of a 10-year-old rape victim who was seeking an abortion. It was just the sort of scenario that abortion advocates had predicted. Could Fox News handle it? Nuh-uh. Details on the matter came from the Indianapolis Star, which reported on July 1st that a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio had traveled to Indiana to get an abortion. Following the Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs, Ohio moved to ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The newspaper attributed the story to the Indianapolis obstetrician-gynecologist Caitlin Bernard, who said she was contacted by a child abuse doctor in Ohio. The double victimization of the 10-year-old, who reportedly could have been impregnated at age 9, took the shoulders of the country that had lived for a half century under Roe's protections. Imagine being that little girl, President Biden said Friday, as he signed an executive order on reproductive rights and care. Just imagine being that little girl. This was troubling stuff. So Waters got nervous. He said on Monday night that his show had decided to investigate this alleged child rape and noted that Ohio authorities had launched a criminal investigation. This doesn't make any sense, said Waters, who made reference to a Post fact checker column by Glenn Kessler that looked at sourcing and sourcing challenges for the Indianapolis Star report that had gone viral. Though Waters held out the possibility the story was true, he made clear his leanings. So where do we stand? Is there a 10-year-old child abuser out there on the streets of Ohio? He needs to be brought to justice. And if the so-called doctors are covering up child rape, they need to be prosecuted. But if this horrific story isn't accurate, and the abortion doctor in the Indianapolis Star are misleading us, and the mainstream media and the president of the United States seizing on another hoax, then this is absolutely shameful and fits a pretty dangerous pattern of politically timed disinformation.
Another hoax? I'll jump in here, Curdy. Fox News Midday Roundtable show outnumbered, tossed out whatever restraint Waters had sewn into his report. Quote, there's no shortage of 10-year-old rape victims, panel member Emily Campagno said on Tuesday's program. There's victims from infants through the elderly, both genders. This is more than you can count. There are so many monsters out there. So for me, what I find so deeply offensive is that they had to make up a fake one. There's actually so many. There are countless real ones, and I would love for them to use advocacy for law and order. Later on Tuesday, Fox News primetime host Tucker Carlson said, why did the Biden administration, speaking of lying, just repeat a story about a 10-year-old child who got pregnant and they got an abortion or was not allowed to get an abortion when it turns out the story is not true? Question mark. You know, Curdy, just asking questions. But there was no lie at all. The Columbus Dispatch reported on Wednesday that a Columbus man, 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes, had been charged with rape of a 10-year-old. The newspaper cited a police official as testifying that the girl had undergone a medical abortion on June 30th in Indianapolis. Ohio bans abortion after pregnancies reach 6 weeks, and the 10-year-old was 6 weeks and 3 days into her pregnancy when she was examined. How did Waters filter this development? By attacking Bernard, the abortion provider, at the center of the story. Carlson predictably pivoted to a detail in the Dispatch's story, namely that Fuentes is believed to be undocumented. Quote, 10-year-old rapist is an illegal immigrant, read the chyron adorning Carlson's discussion of the case Wednesday night. There was no allegedly in the screen graphic to signal that Fuentes hadn't been convicted, a tendency that Carlson displayed in years ago as he hyped high-profile rape charges against immigrants in Rockville, Maryland, charges that were later dropped. Another Fox News talking point emerged Wednesday night in Waters' monologue when he said the girl had not needed to flee to Indiana for the abortion. For that bit of commentary, Waters was relying on an interview that he had aired Monday night with Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost. Quote, Ohio's heartbeat law has a medical emergency exception broader than just the life of the mother, Yost told Waters. She, this young girl, if she exists, and if this horrible thing actually happened to her, breaks my heart to think about it, she did not have to leave Ohio to find treatment. Elizabeth Nash, Principal Policy Associate for State Issues with the Guttmacher Institute, a research organization that supports abortion rights, points out that the exception for medical emergency doesn't encompass the circumstances of the 10-year-old rape victim, kind of contradicting the AG there. The medical emergency exception doesn't include rape and incest, Nash told Eric Wemple's blog on Thursday. It just doesn't. It's really disingenuous for Yost to have made this comment. Disingenuous, yes, as well as condescending and paternalistic. Who are Yost and Waters to second-guess the decisions of a family regarding medical care for their 10-year-old daughter who had been raped? Their version of all this, Fox News, has been playing an extraordinary amount of defense on the story, first by doubting its veracity and then by deflecting to the real issue at play here. It's as if the network couldn't countenance the realities behind the sea change of legal policy for which it had long advocated. Perhaps it had budgeted a few weeks to celebrate the Dobbs decision and hadn't expected the ruling's grim impact to intrude so quickly. The panic of Waters, Carlson, and company suggests that they were more prone to ridicule rather than listen to warnings from pro-choice voices about the scenarios that would unfold in the absence of Roe. As much as they are panicked, it's all for political reasons more than caring about the patient, says Nash. As the Eric Wemple blog noted on Twitter, this national story pivots on the work of regional and local newspapers in red states, which is precisely where the nightmarish post-Roe stories will continue to emerge, which is to say, exposing the ramifications of the Supreme Court's decision will fall in large part to a hollowed-out sector of the American media, and Fox News will be there to throw cold water on the scoops that those overworked reporters churn out. The Washington Post, Eric Wemple reporting.
You know, Dom, I had turned on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, and they did seem quite exuberant about the fact that the alleged perpetrator, the rapist, was an illegal alien. Because that fit the narrative. Well, I did say the alleged perpetrator was an illegal alien.
Oh, yeah, you said, like, okay, yeah. So the alleged rapist was an alleged illegal alien, quote unquote.
Well, they didn't use any of the alleged. You know what I mean? They just said it was like it was good news. They'd found the angle of the story that they could really appreciate. Well, of course, it was Joe Biden's open borders policy that left this girl, you know, open to this rape. And this very Yost guy, this Yost said, well, you know, this rape never happened in the state of Ohio. And he's not the only one. Jim Jordan, the congressman, the guy that looked the other way, there was sort of a Sandusky problem at Ohio State University when Jim Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach there, allegedly. And Jordan allegedly looked the other way and allowed a lot of the sexual stuff to be perpetrated, despite the fact these were, you know, let's just say well-known rumors on campus. And Jordan tweeted out that this 10-year-old girl didn't exist. And then he subsequently has deleted his tweet because it no longer fits the narrative, right?
But it's found and it's still out there. It still exists.
Well, Yost, the attorney general of the state of Ohio, said effectively this girl doesn't exist and was sort of shocked when the charges were leveled, when they actually found the rapist and charged the man. But not to be outdone, the attorney general of the state of Indiana, he wants to prosecute the abortion doctor who performed the medical abortion on the 10-year-old from Ohio. You know, not to be outdone. Let me just bring you the latest. We might have to carry this over, but Indiana AG eyes criminal prosecution of 10-year-old rape victim's abortion doc. Certainly, it's an intimidation tactic, according to the director of reproductive and sexual health at the National Health Law Program. But the Republican Attorney General, Todd Rokita, sort of like Nokita with a R, is going to go prosecute the abortion doctor for performing an abortion on a 10-year-old who was raped. So anyways, we'll get to that story next. This is
I just want to also point out, Ohio AG Dave Yost, this horrible thing, quote unquote, Fox News Jesse Waters, a horrible story, or I'm sorry, a horrific story. Well, what do you expect? What is your solution to these horrible stories and this horrific story, Republicans?
God's will, carry the baby to term. Put it up for adoption. You know, like the hundreds of thousands of children in foster care. Come back, more devils.
Shame. Shame.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Devil Radio. Find us on the Facebooks at the Devil's Advocates Radio. And, of course, call us on the phones. Toll-free talk or text. Hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dom, it had been going on 11 years. I guess it was time for our first Billy Joel song.
You're not a fan, Crudy?
I actually have Billy Joel in my, my Apple Music store. I listen to him sometimes.
Yeah, man, I like Billy Joel. He's all right. I saw him in concert here in Milwaukee when he came around last time. It was fun.
The Piano Man.
Yeah, but, man.
You know, normally we lean towards the rock and roll around
here. Evan, come on.
I'm just letting you know the history here, Evan.
That's all right. So we're open for new things. That's okay.
Britney Spears has been played more than Billy Joel. Let's talk about the Attorney General of Indiana in the case of this young rape victim for just a minute longer. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, that's a Republican, is threatening criminal charges against the doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape survivor from Ohio, a major escalation in the ongoing saga that has put the Midwestern state on the front lines of the post-Roe War. A new letter from Rokita to Republican Governor Eric Holcomb, dated Wednesday but released publicly on Thursday, asked for records from the Indiana Department of Health and the Department of Child Services to determine whether the physician, Caitlin Bernard of the Indiana University, filed the legally required reports within the three-day window of performing the abortion. Did she get the paperwork in time? Let's prosecute. Really? That's going to be the charges. Compliance with the timing of the paperwork. Rokita alleges that the two state agencies have not adequately responded to his request to find out if Bernard has filed the appropriate records. So he doesn't even know the answer. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to make a big deal out of it for all we know.
He's standing by to bring justice down.
If an investigation now underway determines that the report was not filed or not filed in time, the letter warns, Bernard could face criminal prosecution and licensing repercussions. Holcomb's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. No one really did. Other medical workers in the state and the progressive legal advocates told Politico they don't believe Bernard broke any laws and say Rokita's actions are designed to scare providers and deter them from offering abortions even in circumstances where it is legal to do so. Certainly, it's an intimidation tactic, according to Fibolia Carrion, the director of reproductive and sexual health at the National Health Law Program. It's currently legal in Indiana to offer abortions up to 22 weeks of pregnancy. And even if it wasn't, this is a life endangerment situation. A 10-year-old with a still developing body isn't capable of delivering a baby. This is going to have a chilling effect on providers who won't want to risk making that assessment themselves in the future. Healthcare providers are generally very risk averse. They have to pay a lot of money for liability insurance. And now they're being targeted by people who know far less than they do about complex medical situations. Now, Bernard did not immediately respond to requests for comment. She was the OBGYN. When Politico spoke to her the weeks leading up to the Supreme Court ruling, she talked about her plans to keep serving patients in Indiana. However, she could, no matter what restrictions her state imposed. It's scary to think about what the next phase is going to look like, she said in May. But I made a commitment to do this work, knowing full well that the criminalization of abortion could be a possibility. So I won't abandon it now for my own job security. This care will continue to be needed. Yes, it will, because there are monsters in this world. And 10-year-old little girls are impregnated and raped. And now, apparently under differing laws by differing states, seeing who could be the most harsh, you know, let's prosecute certainly the rapist. Perhaps what, the parents of the girl? Were they given proper notice of this girl's decision? You know, that's also state law.
And it's so
what if
supremely
the dad
offensive.
Was the rapist?
What is supremely offensive for the state and the Republicans who stand up and cheer and encourage the state to get involved? You know, the big state, the force of government to get involved in a family's decision about how to deal with the consequence of their 9-year-old daughter surviving rape and being impregnated. They're going to stand up and say something about that, that they have a right to say something about that. That is what this problem is all about. And for the small government Republicans who claim that they're all about responsibility and limited government, they want to make you force your 10-year-old pregnant daughter to force a baby that would probably kill her. That's what they want to do. So, of course, this is terrible, and this is exactly what's to be expected. We knew this was coming down as soon as this got overturned. And if I could just briefly address the citizen status of the rapist, it is absolutely irrelevant. It does not matter. It could have been a citizen of the United States who raped and impregnated a 9-year-old. It could have been a citizen of another country who raped and impregnated a 9-year-old. It could have been an ET, an alien from outer frickin' space who raped and impregnated the 9-year-old. It is the parents and the 9-year-old's decision what to do in that case, not the state's.
In the state of Ohio, let me make sure I got my states right. Indiana is begging the U.S. Supreme Court to help put an abortion ban into effect after the story about the Ohio rape survivor traveling there came out. Let's put our own abortion ban in place. You know, we don't want 10-year-old rape survivors coming to our state and breaking God's will, apparently. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. We'll take more of your phone calls today. 844-967-2789. And there might be some big breaking news later in this hour. I might break it. You know, but you're going to have to stick around to find out for sure. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Less Billy Joel.
Political commentary in a top 40 world.
The radio keeps inflaming me. Facing who never gonna take you every time.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom, I'm catching some hot breaking news. I knew it was going to break. I'd been interviewed earlier today. I always love it when I get a phone call like, hey, Crudy, I need a comment. I need something for the story. What story do you mean? In this case, I got a phone call from Bruce Murphy. And Bruce is a fine journalist in the state of Wisconsin. And there ain't a lot of them left. Bruce Murphy at the online urbanmilwaukee.com. And within the last 5 minutes, Bruce Murphy has dropped a headline here. I'm going to read it for the people, Dom. I'm being a little self-indulgent. Forward. Yeah. Maybe to the end of the show. We'll see how it goes.
Is Crudy going to quote what Crudy said?
What? Why don't you quote what Bruce Murphy has to say in the headline?
All right. You want to start it off? I'll just do your part.
No. Just the headline's good for now.
All right. The headline from urbanmilwaukee.com. Crute building statewide truth radio, owner of liberal outlet in Madison, envisions a network of 12 stations in 7 markets with factual news shows.
Like fake news to me. That's absolutely true. I have been quite busy, and the team here at Devil Radio in the Shaw, they've been picking up the pieces. And you've been privy to some of my scheming. But it's been a lot of scheming, and there is a lot of scheming going on behalf of, let's say, the truth and trying to disseminate the truth outstate. And here in the state of Wisconsin, it has become something of a truth desert. And what I mean by that, the investment in local journalism, it's fallen by the wayside. There's just not a lot of local journalism going on. And we've talked on this show many times, 81 right-wing talk radio stations, 235 hours a day of right-wing talk going out across the airwaves all across the state of Wisconsin in cumulative. Now, there are a lot of different, you know, motherships. There's iHeartMedia, there's Midwest Family, there's all these different corporations, and they all have their own variations on righty-whitey talk radio. But there really hasn't been a pushback, to my opinion. There hasn't been an adequate truth platform, let's call it. That's what Bruce Murphy calls it. I like how he characterizes it. So anyways, let's jump into this. I just asked Bruce. I said, Bruce, do me a favor. Every time you've ever written my name in print, it's Mike Crute, liberal talker. That's not how he characterizes me today, and I appreciate that. I like the first sentence. I haven't read much beyond that point, but I like the first sentence. Talk radio entrepreneur Mike Crute, who owns stations in Madison and Waukesha, has plans to create a statewide network of radio stations. And here's the quote. Crudy quoting Crudy through Bruce Murphy's writing. This is the important point, folks. By October, we should have 16 signals in 7 markets in the state. That's a lot of radio stations. 16 radio signals. Now, I would point out, a lot of them are paired, and I tried to explain that concept to my friend Bruce Murphy. You know, friendly journalist. We don't hang out and barbecue, but I would. If you invited me over, I'd bring some ribs or something. Some beer, at least. Anyways, I'll let Bruce Murphy tell the story. This may include a number of partner stations that have both an FM and an AM signal, but all told, it will cover most of the state. I've been saying most of the back of Russ Feingold's hand. That's what we're trying to cover. And while Crute got his start with Liberal Talk radio station in Madison and one in Milwaukee that failed, thanks for rubbing that in, Bruce, that's not the plan for this network, certainly not the failing part. In fact, some of the station he hopes to buy may include sports broadcast or even play country music. Guess what, Dom? I'm getting in the country music business. Did I tell you that? That part is true. But in all cases, Crute plans to run broadcast of AP News, typically on the hour, with the goal of simply giving listeners accurate information.
So the Fox News hit top of the hour is gone. Yeah, AP.
The Associated Press, that's pretty straight down the middle. I think those that listen to Devil Radio and the Shaw also will realize we're going to run out state-level news broadcasts. We're going to produce our own news in addition to the Associated Press. But here's another Crudy quote, read by Crudy. I can tell you that Republicans own the airwaves in outstate Wisconsin, Crudy says, with conservative talk radio repeating the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and lots of Republican ads aired. The goal is to, again, a quote, I'm quoting Crudy here. The goal is to make sure there are no areas of the state that become news deserts. Crute, who is not wealthy, certainly I am not. Crute, who is not wealthy, now has a partner who is.
It ain't me.
It's not you, Don?
No, man.
My partner's name is Sage Weil, a wealthy tech industry entrepreneur, according to my pal Bruce Murphy. A wealthy tech industry entrepreneur who is minority co-owner of 540 AM WAUK, the Waukesha station with full coverage of Milwaukee County, the Crute purchased in January. Technically, that closing just happened like a week ago. With that station as the start, the two have created a new company. This part's also very true. Civic Media, that is purchasing two more radio stations. Those have already been publicly announced through the FCC. And they include, let me make sure I got this right. In Wausau, you've heard of Wausau, sort of the gateway to the North, Dom. In Wausau, North Central Wisconsin, and Richland Center. These are the first two announced deals that we can announce. These have been secured, and we've made public announcement with the FCC. We're going to have an AM in Wausau, 1230 AM, and we're going to have an FM in Wausau as well. They're going to be paired signals, if you will. And that's formerly an ESPN outlet. And we're going to do some high school football on the weekends, but we're going to do this format Monday through Fridays. Above and beyond that, the company is also acquiring Fruit Broadcasting's 1450 AM WRCO, that is in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and the partner country station 100.9 WRCO FM, which broadcasts out of Richland Center. I'm not going to tell you the numbers. If you really want to get up in our business, go read the article for yourself. But the prices we paid are listed here. And effectively what we're doing, Dom, and listeners and Evan and those that we haven't gotten around to telling yet, I've been trying to buy AM stations that are partnered with FM translators, as they're called, to make sure that no matter which side of the dial you're looking for coverage, you find us. And we're doing Main Street Radio. We're going to do hometown radio. And we ain't close to done yet. A little bit more. A quote. Again, I believe he's quoting Crudy here. This is from our website. If you haven't found us yet, civicmedia.us. Civic Media is building out a network of radio stations covering most of Wisconsin, with the first round of stations launching in August. Stay tuned. August 1.
We'll be so wild. This,
It will be wild. August 1, this plan is going into action. We are moving
forward. Curdy, I want to read the next one from Bruce Murphy at the Urban Milwaukee, because this strikes a little home to me, man. Crudy is also shopping for a station in the Fox Valley, northern Wisconsin, and other areas he would rather not disclose. I'll quote Crudy. I'm looking for stations that are intrinsically linked to their hometowns. If the station at least has high school sports coverage, we're looking to buy it. The Fox Valley, man. I grew up in the Fox Valley, and the Fox Valley is probably, what, the third largest metro between after
two.
Madison?
Number two. The Fox Valley is the number two metro in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow. So does that include Green Bay all the way down to Appleton and Neenah?
When you include the greater Fox Valley, it's over 600,000 people.
Right, so that's number two. So that's fantastic.
And then that's my
backyard, man.
Market.
Those are my peeps up there, Crudy. That's fantastic. They're swayable, man. They just need a little love and a little prodding.
And we'll bring beer. You got more, Dom?
Let's see. What else we got here? I've approached all the owners. Crudy said nobody had a for sale sign in their yard. You've been putting some miles on Crudy.
I mean,
you have
been
all over the state talking to all sorts of people trying to put this thing together. Man, I know you've been working
hard. Weekends, days. You don't even know. I haven't even been prepping for the show for months.
Can you tell anybody?
Barely.
The end goal is to have coverage in the entire state, but this will not be a liberal talk radio network. Quote, we're not trying to cheerlead the Democratic Party or the left. We're just trying to claim the local community. I want to be the hometown radio. The Civic Media website describes what it will offer as hometown radio, local news, regional commentary. Another quote from the website, at Civic Media, we believe that radio has an important role to play in supporting the community with quality news and commentary. We focus on local, regional, and state issues and current events that are the most relevant to our listeners and combine news with open and honest commentary to advance listeners' understanding and engagement. The words liberal or progressive are not used. It's Crute's vision that is driving the approach. He says Sage is not an ideologue, Crute says. He believes in the truth. But Sage is a Democrat who tweeted, I'm so happy right now after Joe Biden's election. He has donated to Democratic politicians like Evers and Call and given nearly $1.5 million to the Wisconsin Democratic Party, the Transparency USA has reported. He is also very wealthy. How's it pronounced?
Chris? Weil.
Weil, 44, is a classic example of a young tech industry entrepreneur who became wealthy at a young age. As an undergraduate at Harvey Mudd College, he worked with three fellow students to build DreamHost, a Los Angeles-based web hosting provider and domain name register starting in 97. 97, that's a long time ago. About a decade later, he became the founder and chief architect of Ceph, a distributed storage platform, which he designed as part of his PhD research at the University of California, Santa Cruz. And in 2011, he co-founded Ink Tank, a professional services and support company for the open source Ceph file system. Ink Tank was purchased by Red Hat for $175 million in 2014, and Sage worked with that company until 2020. That's when he took a detour, Crudy, into social action as a story on A story on while market research telecast recounts he participated in Vote America as part of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. This is a civil rights organization that helps Americans navigate the complicated U.S. electoral system with voter registration. This work, according to Weil, impressed him. Weil wants to repeat his commitment for the upcoming midterm elections in the USA. Basically, he sees himself in the future of the environment in which the issue of civil rights plays a major role, unquote. While he initially saw WAUK as a liberal talk radio station, Crute has modified the vision. He runs the show featuring Joe Clayfish, husband of Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish.
I catch a little hell for that occasionally as well.
I give it to you sometimes, and I did retweet some Rebecca. We'll get to that later. That's largely apolitical. You're talking about Joel's show, about cooking and with a hunting theme. It's damn good radio. It plays well across the straight, Crute says. The station also carries the Up North podcast. Crute wants to develop regional shows like this that can run on other stations as well. The entire approach is so homey, it almost seems bland. Quote, we want to make it a focus for good governments and offer facts to counter untruths, said Crute, and offer some coverage of local news. You still need to get the county boards covered. But at an age, but in an age of hate, disinformation, and the big lie, radio stations that serve the community and provide factual information might actually be radical, a radical and refreshing change. Bruce Murphy, writing the best piece of the year over at UrbanMilwaukee.com. Well done, Crudy and Sage.
And Sage, because Sage is the guy with the checkbook. I just got the gumption. But Sage is making it come true. And I've been out here for a decade. You know this, Tom. I've been saying we need people to make an investment. And Sage Weil has stepped up. So congratulations to him. And, you know, let's face facts. That's where the money's coming from. But I got the gumption, Dom. And I got the microphone. And we got one more segment to take your phone calls. So come back with us. More Devils. It ain't the weekend yet. We're still working hard for you at 844-967-2789.
Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Oh, let's go to the phones. Frank from Madison, you're next. Frank, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Frank.
Hey. I just had a wild suggestion.
What's that, Frank?
With you buying up these additional radio stations, I think it would be great if you actually focused on, like, a real local journalist news section, you know, for each one of these communities.
Well, that's certainly part of the endeavor, Frank. You know, part of the challenge will be to find a quality journalist who can provide local coverage. But the example that we are public with, Richland Center, for example, they have a news director on staff, and they are currently doing very localized news, and they provide it three times a day. They've got three live newscasts each day on their country station. And I don't mean like a one-minute cast. I mean like a 30-minute, here's what's happened in Richland Center. So, Frank, as much as we can, we're absolutely going to embrace very local news within the broader context of the news and talk we're trying to deliver.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they can hit the local stuff and then, you know, tie that into the more state and national. But I think, you know, they always say keep it local, start local and stuff like that. And I think that's a lot of what we're missing is there's not a lot of good local journalists. I just want to report the facts. You know.
Well, we can't leave it with just the facts. I'll tell you the facts, and then I'll tell you who to believe.
Give you my opinion on top of it, like a little cherry.
Frank, appreciate you listening. The other thing that I am greatly encouraged by, some of these stations, again, using the example of Richland Center, because it is public, and I'm not breaking anyone's confidence by having this conversation on the radio, we got the Packers, we got the Brewers, we got the Badgers. Do you know how excited I am as a lefty talk radio guy? I mean, my whole life, Mike Crute, liberal talker.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, when we were at college together, you were the sports guy, man. You want to be Chris Berman, dude.
I know. I am a complete homer. I'm wearing my Packer hat today, right? To be a homer and to have those things in the stable, in the portfolio. Do you know how freaking excited I am to be offered Packer games and Badger games and Brewer games? Pretty excited.
I just hope the tickets come along with it.
And it won't, at least in the case of a couple of things. It will not be limited to just one market. So we're going to have a couple of Brewers markets, a couple of Badgers markets. We're going to have Northern League baseball, small Class A baseball in some markets. We're going to have like local sports in a lot of markets. That is a big part of what we're going to try to do. You don't have to love my politics, but if your kid plays on on the high school football team.
You're tuning
guess
in.
Guess who's playing his game Friday night? 844-967-2789. More friends on the phones like PT from Milwaukee. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, PT.
Hey, all right. You know, that's really effing good news, guys. Congratulations to Crute and Don and thank you, Sage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is really, really good news to, you know, be able to hear the message of the Devil Radio across the state is incredible. So congratulations, and that's fantastic.
Well, we'll try to make all you right? proud, Paul. And if we can't make you proud, we'll try to make you laugh.
All right. Well, you always do. You always do, which is great. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Paul.
844-967-2789. A very patient Mark from the SAC. Mark, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, yeah, thanks, guys. And this is exciting because you're bringing radio back the way it used to be, more local coverage that take care of some local issues rather than this whole conglomeration of things, the same old across the country.
And if we can win a few hearts and minds along the way, Mark, all the better.
Yes, all the better, because people out in the hinterlands, you know, don't get the liberal point of view a lot of times. I mean, I grew up in far northwest Wisconsin, where it tends still to be blue, that far northwest corner of the state, Bayfield, Ashland, Douglas counties. And thanks again for talking about that idiot attorney generals in Ohio and Indiana. I mean, how ignorant are these people? They don't understand that a 10-year-old girl's body cannot handle a pregnancy, at least not normally, without a lot of medical intervention, you know, on her behalf throughout the pregnancy and then at the end of the pregnancy, because her little pelvic girdle can't take the delivery of a child, through vaginally.
But, Mark, it was never about science and best medical practices, of course. It's about whose God you believe.
Mm.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, if CJ's listening, gas is down again today. 383 at Woodman's. And I still don't care about Hunter Biden. But I got kind of the beat down this morning with Matt Flynn bringing up the DOJ.
Bringing up a different show? You're about to get a beat down by the devil's advocates, man.
Well, okay. But it was about the PGA thing that they're investigating. And, that's fine. That's wonderful. But my whole point was that the optics of this are a little bad. I mean, we got a little bigger fish to fry than what the PGA and the Saudi Arabians are arguing over, don't you think? And, he pointed out, well, there's hundreds of attorneys, in the DOJ, if not thousands, and that's...
You lost me, Dick. Sorry, man. You're talking about a show I didn't listen to this morning. I was busy buying radio stations. 844-967-2789. I hope CJ was listening. How you doing, CJ?
Hey, CJ. Gas is down. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Well, I guess congratulations, but I find it funny that you're not going to use the word liberal or progressive because it doesn't work. And you had a previous caller who was upset about the Secret Service, but it's okay for Hillary to destroy 30,000. And you guys try to tell...
Did she try to coup against the government of the United States? Because she's accused of deleling personal...
The 10-year-old that was raped, the governor wanted to prosecute the doctor for not reporting the rape. It wasn't about the abortion. So, guys, try to tell the whole story, not just the part
really?
Of the story you guys like.
I don't think you understand this story, CJ. You're getting half the story. You turn on Fox News, you get like half the story. You get a very slanted version. Let's not forget, over on Fox News, CJ, they were denying this young girl existed. The story was too good to be true. How could it possibly happen like that?
It's so horrific, CJ. It's so horrific. It can't possibly be true. But, of course, it was. And my question to you and all the conservatives out there, what is so horrific about it? It's God's will, right?
For the rest of you, no matter where you live, at least here in the great state of Wisconsin, see you on the radio. If not tomorrow, soon. Have a great night. Thanks for listening. Devil's Advocates. We'll do it on Friday.
Zuck.